Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. This is Ken, the Passion Entrepreneur, your Chief Profitability Officer, if you will, your Sales and Profit Evangelist. We've got a great show lined up. We're going to have John Gallagher on the line talking about the creative ways that you can promote your business that you may have not thought about. So this is Ken, the Passion Entrepreneur. You can check us out at www.bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. That's www.bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. So now this is a lesson. Remember I talk about that you have a choice. You can either define, let the internet define you, or you define your web presence, your digital image on the web. Well, little story. As you know, most people know, I do articles, and I wrote an article about how Barack Obama is bracing the internet. And one of my last articles, I had somebody comment on the article. And so from there, I called him up. He gave me a really nice comment. I called him up. It was John Gallagher from the promo shop. And we had a great conversation. And he said, you know, I'd like to learn more about this blog talk radio and podcasting. I said, sure, let me bring you on the show. And so it's amazing what happens when you do something on the internet. You never know. The person that you're connecting with could live right next door to you. In this regard, he's in Georgia's Alpharetta, which is not too far away from where I am. So I thought that was very, very interesting how we connected. So let this be a lesson to you. If you start defining your web presence, your digital image on the internet, that means doing podcasting, writing articles, doing a blog, getting active in the social media, you never know. You never know who you will meet. So what I want to do now is bring on John Gallagher. John, welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot, Ken. Appreciate being on here with you.
So we're going to talk about promoting your business, creatively promoting your business. We're going to give us maybe 7 or 10 ideas. But let me ask the first question. How did you get started in this industry?
Well, it's an interesting question. Way back when, an interesting story, when the space shuttle first went up back in 1981, I tried to create a business that would continue and flourish year after year. So I had decided to put together a calendar. And so mm-hmm. I contacted the folks that put the onboard space camera on the space shuttle and acquired the reproductive negatives that were reproduced, the rights to reproduce those negatives in a calendar that I called the Universe Calendar, and created it from there. So basically, you're looking at creative marketing is the entire premise behind this business.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we realized, didn't know that this promotional marketing business even existed, but I learned that it existed from creating this calendar years ago, and we've been doing it since.
So now you launched this business called the Promotion Shop. Let's just talk about, I think that when I talk about this, I've written about it in a blog, written an article about it. When you talk about advertising, you know, you're saying, you know, advertising doesn't really give you a good return for your money. You're saying that if you use promotional items, and we probably want to define that first, that you can get a better return for your dollar. So let's define what's your market, what's your industry? Is it called promotional items or?
Yeah, they're promotional products. We provide logoed promotional products and also corporate embroidered apparel. And okay. For that matter, some incentive programs. But our business is advertising in a very targeted way. There's two ways to advertise. One is image advertising. You see that every day when you look at television commercials and you listen to the radio. You get an image of what the product is or the service that the company is trying to promote. Mm-hmm. On our end of it, from the promotional product standpoint, what we do is we place a brand, a logo of the company's name, their product, their service, onto this particular, whatever this branded product is. and you're giving this product, this branded logoed item, you're putting it in the hands of really one of three people: a prospective client, maybe a dormant account, a client that was a good client at one time, but now they've gone dormant, and you're trying to rekindle that relationship, or maybe a client maybe the situation went bad, and you're trying to make amends and get them to come back to you. So you're taking a very small amount of ad dollars, if you will, and using those and putting those products in the hands of specific people that could be clients for you. Whereas the image advertising, where you do radio, TV, newspaper ads, that's more of a buckshot approach, and you're not quite sure where the message is going to fall on, what ears it's going to fall on. As opposed to promotional items, you're putting it in the hands of a prospective client.
Interesting, because I kind of agree with you on it, because I've said this before on a previous show, is that consumers are bombarded with over 3,000 messages. You know, every day they're getting all these messages, you know, buy, or they're trying to sell to you. And people are turning off to all this advertising. And so you've got to really focus your target market on good dollars so you can get a fair return. So this is really interesting that you're talking about that. So what are some of the challenges that business owners, entrepreneurs face in promoting their business?
Well, first of all, obviously they have to have an ad budget. I mean,
you got to have money.
Right. You got to have money, and you have to know how much money you're going to spend and how many events. Then you break it down. How many events are you going to be at promoting your business? Well, what we look at is you really have to go back to some basics. People acquire things for two reasons: a need or a desire. You need food to stay alive, but you don't have to eat caviar to stay alive. That's something that some people desire. So from our consultative standpoint, what we try to do is we try to provide the promotional items to companies to hand out that are more of a need basis, or they satisfy a real desire. People have a burning desire to have this product, or they could really use it in their business.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you don't want to hand out this old adage of quote-unquote trinkets and trash, because that stuff is garbage, and that's where it goes, in the garbage can. The best real estate in an office, the most highly valued real estate in an office, is a person's desk. If you can get a logoed promotional product on someone's desk, think of the amount of times that person will be using that product, seeing it, getting that mental image of your company's logo in their mind throughout the day, and how many other people that pass by that person's desk in a week see that image, and how many images it portrays in those people's minds. That's where you get the image advertised. That's where you get the silent salesperson effect.
Mm-hmm. So silent salesperson, I like that.
Silent salesperson. You want to provide a product that's going to be of value, that somebody wants or desires, not a piece of junk.
Okay, so let me ask you the next question, which specifically, how can you use these? First of all, what are some examples of some promotional items that you could use that will generate new business?
Well, I'm actually putting a blog together on the top 10 best value promotional items, and I'll give you a little
okay.
The rundown on those if you'd like.
All right, let's go. Let's do that.
From a value standpoint, you don't have to spend a lot of money. That's one thing. You don't have to spend a lot of dollars to get a lot of return.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the first.
Now you promised me now, John.
Yes.
This is a promise. You promised
yes.
me. Okay. All right. We'll hold you to it. This is just a conversation between you and I. There's nobody, no hundreds of thousands of people listening to this podcast. It's just between you and I.
Uh-huh.
The secret's safe with me. I'm kidding with you. But go ahead. So the first item.
First item I recommend are leather coasters with your branded logo on them. Very inexpensive. People use them not only on a desk for their coffee, but they can use it in a boardroom, a conference room, and the leather coasters can actually be used as a mailer. They'll fit in a number 10 envelope. With a good letter, you can mail them out. So they're relatively inexpensive. You can hand them out as a business card if it has the proper information on it.
Wow.
Great.
That's interesting.
And
okay, what's next? You got leather coasters and what's next?
Right. The next one are what I call page flags. These are the little, the little flags that you'll put on the end of a book. Maybe
right.
Attorneys are using to sign a certain page, and they'll flag the page so you know where to make the signature. Page flags. We actually can provide the little booklets of page flags, and we'll imprint onto the cover of the booklet. Again, it's a very useful item. It'll stay in somebody's in their office desk drawer, and they'll take it out as they need it, and it'll be there for months and months because it's a useful item, inexpensive,
now,
highly valuable.
Is the logo on this page flag or your logo?
Not
or?
On the flag. It's on the cover of the book of the flag. The flag will come in
okay.
a booklet. So you won't just get one flag. You'll get 50, 60, 100, a couple of hundred.
Okay.
It depends upon the size of the booklet.
All right, because what's next on your list?
The next one are tape measures, and I'm not talking about the industrial tape measures that you'll see these contractors use, but yes, we can provide those, but I'm talking about very small, useful little 5-foot cloth tape measures. They automatically retract. Businesses can use these in the office. People can use them at home. They can measure blinds, drapes, anything. Tape measures. It's a useful item. People will never throw it away. It'll be in a drawer for years and years and years. Great item.
Okay. That's interesting. And what else do you have for us?
Let me give you an example of it. Not a tape measure. My great aunt, she passed away some years ago, lived in Brooklyn, New York, and I have a 12-inch ruler from her from the 1940s. I still have it. That's how long that ruler lasts, and it's got.
Wow, that is a long time.
Photography companies got the.
That's a pretty good return for your dollar.
That sure is.
All right, so let me throw out, let me guess one. I see people now providing some CDs, like they'll maybe a speech or some top 10 hit. Like this could be perhaps be a CD. Is that on your top 10 list?
Actually, it is custom CDs.
Ah, okay.
They are a great item. It is the new brochure of the 21st century. You know, with brochures, you have a lot of, you have to write all the copy. You have to make sure that you have to go find a printer. You have to, there's different pricing with regards to whether or not it's four-color process or how many color imprints you're doing on the brochure and how many, if you're filling up all the sides of the brochure, as opposed to a CD, it doesn't matter if you put a photograph on it or if it's all in one color. We will actually download will burn onto the CD whatever the information is that a customer will provide, and that is the new brochure. And then we'll do a photograph or whatever a customer would want onto the cover of the CD, so that they're handing it out. And they're mini CDs now; they're the size of business cards.
Okay. So, do you actually produce the CD? I mean, if somebody produces like a show like this. They give you the content, and then you produce the CD, and then
exactly they would give us the content, and then we would go ahead and burn it onto the CD as many CDs as they want, and then we would actually also imprint onto the face of the CD, and then the companies would hand them out. They hand them out at trade shows. We have a resort in Puerto Rico that just ordered some last week. They're putting all of their brochures onto the CD to hand out. So travel agents will be handing the CDs out now.
Okay. So what else do you have? We've mentioned maybe three or four. What
right.
other some valued promo items?
Well, we're all getting a little older, and with that, many of us, myself included, our eyesight starts to go a little bit, and people – have to hold that book a little further away or that menu at the restaurant a little further away, and maybe sometimes they'll need a little more light to see what they're looking at. Magnifiers. These little
magnifiers.
Cards.
Okay. You're not giving away glasses, but you're giving away magnifiers. Okay.
That's correct. In the shape of a business card. They'll fit in your wallet, your purse, your pocket. They're flexible. You can pull them out when you're, like I say, reading a menu at a restaurant, or you have fine print that you're trying to read in a dim-lidded situation. These are great, inexpensive. You can have your contact information on there. That's a great item to give away.
Okay. Let me. I can think of another one. What about shirts? that you can put your logo or something. Is that on your list also?
Actually, it is. And shirts, embroidered apparel, the shirts and jackets, they are the true silent salesperson. Shirts do a couple of things. It's a unique product. If you give out the right shirt to prospective clients, now you've got a prospective client wearing your shirt with your logo on it, promoting your business. So if they go to dinner on a Saturday night, that's a silent sale. People are seeing that logo. They're getting exposed to your brand.
Okay, but would people really want to wear somebody else's logo or shirt?
Well, to a degree, yes. We actually get quite a few clients that hand these out at trade shows. But mm-hmm. I was going to mention how employees who want to uh-huh. be better connected to mm-hmm. their company, you know, they feel a sense of ownership in the company. And with that comes wearing a shirt with the logo on it around town, and it does two things. It helps keep that person on their best behavior because now you can identify who they're working for. Mm-hmm. And, again, it's a silent salesperson. And it helps create more camaraderie between the employer and the employee. Here you have an employer giving out shirts, apparel that people are going to wear that work for them. Now they feel like they're getting something, a value that they can use, and that's useful. It's great for Dress Down Fridays. It's great for trade shows. So you're uniformed. You have a look. People know who you are. Your booth is better identified.
As a former military person, I can identify with having a look, having a uniform. I was just looking at a couple of companies over the weekend. They had a nice polo shirt, and they looked really, really good. Even I think about the used car company, I can't recall, but they really look sharp in their shirts. But okay, so we talked about magnifiers, embroidered apparel, tape measures, what else? Leather coasters, page flags. What else are we missing here on your list?
Well, and again, we're the 21st century memory stick.
21st century. What's the memory stick?
Memory sticks. Oh. These are the little thumb drives or memory sticks where
you will
take your information on your computer and back it up onto the little memory stick, and we can engrave right onto the face of the memory stick, and it can hold anywhere from 32 megs up to we can do up to an eight gig memory stick.
Wow! So do you got a memory stick for me?
Yes, actually, that's
a really good one because everybody needs more memory.
That's very true.
That's a really good one. All right, what else do you got?
Well, I just want to mention that's great for CPAs to give out to their clients who have all their information for the accounting at the end of the year.
So do you put your logo on the memory stick? How does that work?
Yes, we do. Actually, onto the face of the memory stick, depending upon the stick itself, we'll either laser engrave it or actually screen print the logo right onto the face of the memory stick.
So what's the investment on that?
They're very inexpensive these days. Just to give a ballpark idea, a 2-gig memory stick is going to run about 25 pieces is going to run you about $12, $13. A piece.
You're kidding. Wow.
So
they're never going to lose that, are they?
No. They're going to, again, it's something of value.
Okay.
It's something that they need.
Awesome.
Another great item are calendars. You know, as internet related as we are, and with all the PDAs and the Palm Pilots and all those things, a wall calendar is still an item that is going to be used and used and used by many people.
Mm-hmm.
So wall calendars are great. They're up for 12 months. So you get a full year's worth of exposure on a wall calendar.
Looking at your company, your products and services.
That's right.
Good reminder. All right, so we talked about some really good buys in terms of promotional items. What are some things that you want to stay away from?
Well, I actually did a blog on the five worst promotional items from my standpoint. One of the worst ones actually is, quote-unquote, a cheap pen.
I see a lot of cheap pens. Oh, okay. I see a lot of pens. I see a lot of pens with names on them. I'm on my desk right now. I'm looking at a few that have the names. And so that's not a really good promotional item, huh? A pen.
It, it, a pen has its place, but a cheap pen, I'll give you a great example. I was talking with a lady a couple of weeks ago. She was at an event where it was in a conference, and they handed out, as they should have, they handed out various notepads and pens. Apparently, they found the cheapest pen they could find. The lady's pen literally fell apart while she was writing at the conference.
Not good.
It's not a good experience. So what happened was she put the pen in the middle of the conference table, and then one of the other people picked it up and tried to fix it and put it together. After a few minutes of that person trying to put it together, which did two things, it disrupted the meeting, it prevented them from listening to the content that was being offered at the conference. The person wound up getting up and literally threw it in the trash can. Disrupted the meeting, and it created ill will. I mean, where was the value in that point? That company would have been better off not giving a pen.
Is she still in business, John?
Yep.
Okay, so just barely.
They are. But, see, that's why you need somebody to talk to about this. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, price is the bottom line, and it isn't always the bottom line. In that case, that was the worst thing to do.
Okay, so you talked about the cheap pen. Stay away from the cheap pens. What are maybe one or two other? It's going to be surprising, I know. Okay, what else? Don't buy cheap pens. What else do we need to stay away from?
Well, there is a value for some of these things, but stress balls in particular. I mean, there's a good value.
Everybody has stress. You saying we don't need stress balls?
Well, we all have stress, believe me. We've got stress when we try to meet customers' deadlines. But there are a lot of rehab centers, workout gyms that could use stress balls. I mean, there is a value. There is a place for stress balls. Too many companies give them out, and they really don't have the impact or the value. And what happens is when at a trade show, when a company gets four or five or six different stress balls from all the different booths they went to, the balls wind up with the kids when they go home. So they didn't get the bang for their buck out of that promotional item.
It's not reaching the target market.
Exactly.
Okay, so let me guess on another one. Coffee mugs, glasses. Is that a good promotional item or a bad one?
Coffee mugs are good. Travel mugs are better because this is a go-go society, so people are always on the go. So travel mugs, because they have the protective lids, the non-spill, you drop them, they're not going to crack. I've had several companies come to me and want to use handouts, ceramic coffee mugs at trade shows.
Yeah, I see that a lot. A lot of mugs, ceramic mugs.
Well,
yeah, and that's not a good one, huh?
It's not, because what do you, the attendee at the show, put the mug in the bag, and what happens to the mug if you drop the bag? You broke the mug.
Well, I was at a business expo yesterday, and I was moving a chair, and there was a promotional item, and it broke. It wasn't a mug. It was a glass that had the logo, and it broke.
The moral of the story is you have to find the right item for the right event, and you really need to talk to somebody that understands the industry. You need more of a consultant. So a coffee mug has its place, but at trade shows, it definitely does not.
All right, so this is interesting. Okay, so you've been in this business for a long time. What's maybe one success story that you could share with the listening audience, how you use these promotional products and it helped you or your clients?
We have many success stories. I'll give you one that comes to mind is we had a band director of a elementary, middle, and high school. And as you, I don't know if you've been in a band or not, but jackets.
I was on the field to play.
Right, there you go.
I was playing.
Well,
go ahead.
All of these band members have these, you know, gorgeous band jackets, and they're very expensive. So the band director tried to find a way to fund the band jackets. So we came up with an item. It's like a Beanie Baby type item. It's a bean-filled Pritters. And what we did was we took their school's mascots, they're the Rams, and we put a saddle on the Rams, and then we took the school's crest and actually embroidered it onto it. And they used these little Beanie Rams as a fundraiser to fund the cost of these jackets. Well, as it came out, after talking to them after the event, they were able to raise approximately 60% of the cost of the band jackets from the money
wow.
that they raised from the Rams that they sold.
And that's a school, a nonprofit. That's not even a business, and they got a pretty nice return for that.
That's a great return. And we have so many other examples like that. If it's
all
done
right.
correctly, this is why you have to have a consultant slash distributor, somebody that really will sit down and talk to you about the best use of your advertising dollars with regards to target marketing, which is what promotional items are all about.
Target That's interesting
marketing.
That you mentioned that. So if you're a business person, you're an entrepreneur, you're a business owner, and you're interested in buying some promotional items, and you're going to what do we call people like yourself? What are you?
Well, we are promotional products distributors.
Okay, so let me ask you. So how would you find the best promotional distributor? What are some guidelines, some rules to make sure that you're getting the best bang for the buck, that you're really going to get the service that you need and deserve?
Well, obviously you're not looking for just an order taker, because they're
okay.
going to sell you the cheapest thing that they can find.
The cheap pens, the ceramic mugs.
Right. You want to find somebody that wants to sit down and ask you, when you get a distributor, ask you questions. What are you using the product for? If I get it, many customers will say, look, I need to order X. You know, I need to order a highlighter. Okay,
mm-hmm.
fine. My first question is, what are you using it for? When you get the distributor, ask the client a bunch of questions. Then you can start to feel a little more confident in the distributor, because they are trying to learn your business. What we do is we'll go on to your website. We'll learn a little bit about your business there. We'll ask you personally about your business. We'll ask you what is the event that you want these products for. We'll ask you how many clients, you know, do you expect to hand these out? What is your budget? What have you used in the past, if you've used anything before? What has worked for you? What hasn't worked for you? So we're asking you, we're like detectives. We're asking you 20 questions instead of the customer asking us 20 questions.
What's the reaction to that when people say, I just came in for a pen or something? Do they like that? Do they appreciate that? Or do you feel they're taking it too much time? What's
no,
the reaction to that?
In many cases, we get responses of people saying, wow, I've never had this kind of attentiveness.
Uh-huh.
And then they start to see that they're questioning themselves at that point, like, wow, maybe this really isn't the best item. Or maybe I should, you know, look at some other things. Or maybe I didn't get quite the return that I expected using the other items in the past. And maybe I have a better idea. So I'm getting this eye-opening, like mind-opening answers back to us, saying that they've never really had this kind of experience before.
Okay, so no order takers. You want a strategic partner, if you will, helping you make the decisions on these promotional products. What else is a good rule of thumb or a check item to make sure you're working with the right company?
Well, obviously the consultative approach, as I just mentioned.
Right.
You want to find somebody that really is going to deliver. You'll get some companies out there that'll say, yes, we can do this in 2 days, and 2 days go by and the product's not there. We want to be realistic with the customer. If we can't do the job in time, we're going to be upfront with them and tell them, look, it's impossible. And believe me, mm-hmm. we get a lot of people say, you know, I literally need it tomorrow or the next day, and if that's unrealistic, then we're going to tell them upfront. I mean, there's no sense in playing games.
Okay, what other good things to look for if you're trying to hire a person helping you on your promotional items?
Well, if it's a local company, it's good to meet with them, you know, face-to-face. Now, obviously,
okay.
again, in today's day and age, you know, you have the Internet, and there's companies from all over the country, and you're not going to be able to. But you really want to be able to contact them pretty much on a moment's notice if there are issues or concerns or changes. A lot of times we're going to get changes on orders. And that's another thing. We provide a proof. We'll either email the proof to a customer or do a pre-production proof, depending upon the product, in advance before anything is done. Before we sew the first thread on a shirt or a jacket, we actually sew out a sample beforehand. You can't erase embroidery. You can't erase you know, an imprint on a product.
We'll be fine.
So you always want to make sure that you're getting some kind of a proof before the job is done.
And what about testimonials and references? Is that good also when you're trying to choose the best?
It is, and we actually have some on our website as well. Big companies, small companies, it's great to get testimonials. We don't specifically ask people for them, but we actually do get quite a bit of them from people saying that, you know, wow, I can't believe you delivered in the 11th hour, and can't believe this item did as well as it did for us, and let me tell you some, you know, and then I hear the great stories from these folks as to what the outcomes were of after having the promotional items, which is great for us. You know, how much it helped their business. Those are great stories that we hear all the time.
All right. So I guess in wrapping up, I've got a couple more questions to ask you. You have a little bit more time?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Do's and don'ts in ordering promotional items. What are some do's? And then what are some don'ts? What are some do's?
Well, you're always going to want to look for items that satisfy a need or a desire, as I had mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
Not, quote-unquote, a trinket or trash. Something that a client, a prospective client can use, something that 'll sit on a company's desk, on an office. That's the most valued piece of real estate is a desk. So always look for valued items. They don't have to be expensive, but valued items on a desk, something that they need or desire.
And what's another don't? So don't buy trinkets or trash, and what's another one?
Right. You know, too many times companies buy these promotional items, and they literally sit in a closet, and they don't give them away. They said, oh, I spent all this money on it. I need to keep it. That's just the opposite.
You
want to give it away. Again, they're silent salespersons. They don't do you any good sitting in a closet where nobody can see them. Put them in the hands of prospective clients so that they can look at them, use them, let their colleagues look at them and use them. And the best thing you could ever have happen to you is one of those recipients of the promotional product say, gosh, I lost it, and have them call you up and say, can you get me another one? Now you've just created a door opener, a window of opportunity for you to go and meet with that prospect once again.
Okay. Why, this is one of my favorite questions I like to ask before calls. And that question is, John, tell me something I don't know. And what that is, John, is tell us a business fact or a prediction based on your industry. Can you help us? Tell us something that we don't know.
Yes. Well, obviously, you're starting to see this now in movies. Traditional advertising is obviously shrinking. And what you're seeing now is subtle branding. You go to the movies now, and you'll see a focus on a particular scene, and maybe somebody's working on a laptop computer, and they're not just showing the person working on the laptop. They're actually focusing in on the brand logo on the laptop. And a lot of these companies are actually paying advertising dollars to these movie production companies to advertise their product in the movie in that way. That's subtle branding. So you're going to see
silent
more of
salesperson.
The silent salesperson, logoed products being promoted in the movie itself. You're going to see more of that and less commercials.
Okay. You promise? Okay.
Yes, I think I do, because that's the way we're headed.
Okay. And Timmy, that was really good. So what's another one?
Well, you're going to see in the next, I'm going to say in about the next 2 to 3 years, you're going to see what's called smart clothing. This is clothing that will first come out in our industry that will actually take your vital statistics. It'll take your temperature, your blood pressure, your heart rate. It'll be able to be downloaded to a computer. And the people that will use this initially will be athletes that are in training. And then eventually you'll see doctors recommended for patients. But in our industry, you'll start to see that from an athletic standpoint, where we'll actually brand logos onto these things.
And you can provide those things that you can
we,
get. That
we will be able to.
Wow.
It's in production. This is in research and development right now, and we're told that it's going to be about another 2 to 3 years before this actually comes out into the market.
Man, okay. Well, John, you've been very helpful in helping us creatively get our business, our message across to our target market. How can we reach you? What's your website?
It's thepromoshop.com. That's thepromoshop.com.
All right. Now, for the listeners, people are listening in, what special offers do you have if somebody says, I've heard your show, and do you have anything that you want to pass on to the listeners?
I'll be glad to. From an embroidery standpoint, if people are looking for corporate logoed apparel, what we will offer is we will do the embroidery setup cost for embroidered apparel at no charge. Normally, that's between a $50 to $100 value for setting up a corporate logo. Okay. We'll do that at no charge.
All right, then.
All they have to do is just mention that they were listening to the show.
All right, excellent. And so, again, your website is www.thepromoshop.com. If they want to give you a call, is that possible?
Yes.
They call you, just we prefer the website.
They can call us toll-free. It's 1-800-322-9882.
All right.
That's 1-800-322-9882.
All right. So thank you very much. Now, to summarize, what do you want our listeners to get out of this conversation that we've just had about promotional products?
Well, first of all, to put together an advertising budget, to sit down with somebody that's going to really consult with them, get a partner, and figure out the best way to promote your products and services. And don't spend your money until you have a good consensus as to what to do. Who's your targeted audience, and what's the best way to approach them from an advertising standpoint? Get a partner.
Get a
consultative distributor.
All right. And thank you so very much, John. John Gallagher, thepromoshop.com. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is the show. So what have you learned today? More importantly, how will you apply what you've learned today? Specifically, what action steps will you implement to improve your business and increase your profitability? If you want a free consultation, you want your company to be evaluated, I am offering a company profitability assessment, if you will. The first 5 people to contact me will get that. Just go to Better Sales and Profits Now and sign up, and then I will get back with you, and we'll do a profit calculation, estimation for you. Other item might be interesting for you. If you have new ideas, strategies to build your business, helpful hints or tips like John, I invite John on the program, you can subscribe to the newsletters. We have Better Sales and Profits Now. That's Better Sales and Profits Now. And you just go to bettersalesandprofitsnow.com and sign up for the newsletter. If you want to connect with other entrepreneurs and business owners, we have E3C Connect or My Business Community Connect. Last year, we connected over 500 businesses. This year, we're about 445 businesses, and we meet online every Tuesday from 8 to 9. Hopefully, we'll get John to come on the session with us. Anyway, but go to mybusinesscommunity.com. That's my-business-community.com. Go to the events section and look for a weekly announcement and then sign up there. And it's invitation only. I just don't let anybody sneak in. So you got to be on your game. If you want to check out or listen to one of the sessions, it's posted on my website called e3c.podomatic.com. So sign up for that now. So that's the show. If you listen to the program, Blog Talk or podcast, please rate the show. I get thousands of downloads every week. It's a big, good exposure for your business and yourself. So dare to be great, be remarkable, be extraordinary, stay profitable, and go make that sale. Until next time, take care.